Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are many ways to try to communicate with people and business people, and sometimes examples are the best way for people to really understand what they need to do, how they need to proceed. So we could use an example here, and we could say, if you're building a building, and it's a 50-story building or 100-story building, it's one of those incredible skyscrapers, what do we really need to do? We need to start building with a foundation. Now, first, of course, we need the plans. We need the environmental impact study. We need the permits. I mean, there's so many things we need, but we're past that point, and we're ready to begin construction. We need a strong foundation. We need to dig down in the ground, in the earth, to the bedrock to make sure that we are absolutely going to put ourselves in a position where we're going to make a nice, stable building that's not going to be a problem. And who knows how far the bedrock can be. The engineers have already determined that by doing core drilling. So that's the start. That's the start of the building, the foundation. Without the foundation, you can't build the building. So what's the foundation of your business? Because without the foundation of your business, you cannot be successful. The foundation of your business depends on how we look at it. We could say it's understanding the customer. We could say it's our facilities. We could say it's our customer service. But what it all comes down to is it's about our employees, about our coworkers. It's about what our expectations are of our coworkers. And our expectation starts by understanding exactly what we expect from the coworkers, making things as concrete as possible, a job description, an understanding, a conversation, understanding what their ability is, understanding how we're going to motivate them to get things done, giving them the tools necessary, and always willing to update our thinking and express it to the coworkers or employees. But there are three objectives that you really want to expect from your employees. One, every single person that works for you is a profit center. They may not directly be related to a profit, but their position is related to a profit. It doesn't matter if it's people who do maintenance. It doesn't matter if it's someone that works in the warehouse. It doesn't matter if it's a delivery person. It doesn't matter if it's the person answering the phone. Their actions combined with the actions of every other person in your organization is what helps you make a profit. Number two, their job is to do their job. Their job is to understand their job description. Their job is to execute it, to be creative, to get it done. And when they do that, what's point number two? They create less stress for you. You know exactly what they're going to do. You know how they're going to perform. You know you can count on them. And they're also part of the profit center because they're doing what needs to be done. And point three, if people are helping you make a profit, if they're creating less stress, if they're doing the job that they're supposed to do, if they understand what needs to be done, if they're all part of the team that makes everything work, then what do they do in point number three is they create freedom for you. You're not having to put out fires, as business people have told me consistently over the years. And when they say to me, all I do is put out fires all day, I go, well, let's do some fire prevention. Let's understand why we're putting out fires. And what do you do with that freedom? Well, it's not like you're just going to go out and take the day off and, you know, go to the mall and hang around. It's going to give you the opportunity to think about business. It's going to give you the opportunity to sit down and plan. It's going to give you the opportunity to walk around your facility and say, oh, what are we doing here? How can we do it better? You're going to be able to talk to your coworkers, your employees. You're going to be able to motivate them. You're going to be able to go out and see a customer because you're not going to be tied to the business every single day because you're afraid they're not going to get the job done. Think about these three facts: profit, less stress, and freedom. Not easy to do, and you have to concentrate on every single one individually, but every single one ties into the other one. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.